This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning. How are you?
Good to you.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, for one moment we didn't hear you clearly, but now we do. And welcome to your new time slot.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So, all right, taking a look at some of the big stories that we wanted to cover in the Australia Report today. Tell us about the Holocaust Memorial story.
So, this is a fabulous story. The man's name is Eddie Jaku. He's 100 years old. He's a survivor, mm-hmm. and grew up, lived in Germany, and his story began on Kristallnacht when he was a teenager, and German troops broke into their house, etc., etc. Bottom line is he survived, came out to Australia. He's 100 years old. He just recently, as in middle of last year, didn't just write a book on his story, was commissioned to write a book. At the age of 99. He wrote that book. The book is called The Happiest Man on Earth. It has sold.
Oh, my listening? Goodness, of course. My whole family's read that book.
Are you serious? He has sold 130,000 copies in 28 countries, in 25 languages.
Unbelievable.
And the random languages include Slovenian, Romanian, Estonian, Chinese, Greek, Norwegian, Polish, German, French, Italian, Lithuanian. I mean, the mind boggles. And he will be turning 101 next month. He still drives. He has his driver's license, was renewed recently.
And the
cherry on the top, and I say that very advisedly, is that his wife, Laura, also a survivor, is 97. They'd been married for 70 years.
Just incredible. Yeah, so I think my daughter read it first, then passed it to my son. It's literally gone around our entire family, everybody, absolutely. And what was so interesting is I haven't read it yet, but each of our kids who have read it gained something very different from the story. So it's clearly very compelling reading. If it's very rare for a book like this to get passed through a family, everybody's generally got very different tastes.
And it's basically his story. You know, he's not Viktor Frankl and he's not Martin Gilbert. It's his personal story that he tells. And obviously we have the privilege of knowing Eddie well. He still is a guide. When I say a guide, doesn't take people through the whole Jewish Museum, but he takes them to his story and he tells his story and he still does that. And when he calls his book The Happiest Man on Earth, because he is so incredibly positive. And he says he still sings in the shower and his wife Flora still tells him to keep quiet. and Flora, by the way, speaking to the Sephardic Jews out there, is from Thessaloniki. So she has a Greek background, so Sephardic. And, it's just an incredible story. 25 languages, 130,000 copies.
Amazing.
And obviously, in addition to that, being interviewed on Zoom from Germany, from the United States, from UK, and obviously, you know, across all Australian media as well. And so just a fabulous story.
So just give us the name of the book again.
The Happiest Man on Earth. And his name is Eddie Jaku, J-A-K-U.
And you definitely can get it here because, as I say, I know that it's just gone around my whole family, so we must have bought it here. So, I really would recommend it on behalf of everybody else. I haven't read it yet.
And they have two sons, adults, obviously. One, Michael, has been chair of the Board of Deputies Holocaust Commemoration Committee for many years. He stepped down a couple of years ago now. And his other son edits an antique magazine of all things. But Eddie and Flora, yes, they're just, he's an inspiration.
A wonderful, wonderful story. This is also amazing. Sydney's first Orthodox female rabbi, born in South Africa.
That's right. Also a lovely human interest story. Her name is Judith Levitan. So born in South Africa in Johannesburg, of all places, her parents, Brian, came from Port Elizabeth. His mother, Beryl, came from Pretoria. They immigrated here when Judith was a young child, went to Masada College, and just very recently got her smicha Orthodox as a rabbi, rabbinit, as she calls herself, from a yeshiva maharat in New York. And she's a fully fledged rabbinit, a fully fledged rabbi.
I think that's fantastic.
Very much so. And chatting to her last week, and I just asked her, so just, you know, is there anything that you cannot do in shul? Can you stand on the bima? And she says, I can give a dvar Torah from the bima as an Orthodox rabbi and woman. I follow the laws about women and men can do in relation to public prayer. I cannot lead a service of mixed men and women, nor can I read from the Torah in a mixed service. But I can give a dvar Torah from the bima. I teach classes. I give shiurim. I conduct pastoral care. And of course, answer halakhic questions all the time. So it's a lovely story. She's a lawyer, by the way. I forgot to mention. Works full time as a lawyer. Has 3 children, and is a rabbinit on the side.
Unreal! What a fantastic story. And I'm delighted that this is starting to become a thing in Australia. I wonder how long it'll take for it to catch on here. But I do think here we'll be a little bit resistant. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. What is your view? How comfortable would you be with a rabbinet, with an Orthodox female rabbi? And, of course, the Reform community and Conservative community have welcomed women to the clergy for some time. Orthodoxy, of course, being much more resistant to this type of thing. What do you think? How comfortable would you be? I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019. Australia's new big thing in business has Jewish day schools graduates at the helm. Tell us.
So just very briefly, and I'm just asking out loud if this company has come to South Africa. It's called Afterpay. And it's two young men behind it, both graduates of Moriah College, one's Nick Molnar, the other one Anthony Eisen. And they started this, and the concept is buy now, pay later. And it's become so successful. So these two guys started it out of nothing, and it's become so successful that they've become billionaires with a B. They're now making major inroads into the American market. And I'm not a finance person, but looking at the finance pages, it says that Afterpay, this is just the latest report, 2 days ago, launched a $1.25 billion capital raising to make inroads into the United States markets. So for people out there who understand business a lot better than I do, they are, if you Google Afterpay, you will find out about this company. It's going gangbusters in this country, and clearly not just in this country, but literally globe.
Absolutely incredible. Vic Aladef, thank you as always. A fascinating, fascinating conversation. Vic is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We chat to him every week now. At this time,
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.